David Russell wrote The Pubs of Hastings and St. Leonard's, featuring fascinating stories from the history of lots of our favourite locals. This time, the Carlisle, Carlisle Parade, Hastings.
The Carlisle, formerly the Pelham Arms, was built by Richard Chandler in about 1820 on the site of an old tannery. It was located next door to a boat hull on America ground known as Noah's Ark. The Pelham Arms remained in the Chandler family until 1864 and was a meeting place for early rowing clubs and licensed watermen. Live music was played here in the 1840s, and by the 1880s it was known as a liberal house. In 1892, the Pelham Arms became the Carlisle Hotel. The landlord, T.C. Brown, was a county cricketer and straw hat manufacturer. On the road to bankruptcy, he ignored all the signs and continued to take money out of the till. He played cricket for Sussex a few times and gambled a little bit on the side. By 1894, he'd become bankrupt. In 1899, the pub was taken over by E.E. Chase, whose time here was to be even shorter than Brown's, and he too became bankrupt within 18 months. A reckless, extravagant character, Chase founded the Carlisle Cup, which was presented annually to local footballers. When the Cinque-Ports volunteers went to the Boer War in 1900, he sent them boxes of expensive cigars. One morning in 1908, a military imposter walked in, pretending to be deaf and dumb. He produced a begging letter addressed to himself as a band sergeant from an army captain and was given a shilling, about 5 pence, and got away with it until somebody asked him if he would like a drink. "A small bass," he replied, and got 3 months for deception. During the First World War, when the town was taken over by the military, a soldier from the South Wales Borderers sold his boots to a fruit hawker in the bar for 4 shillings and 4 pence, 21.5 pence, 2 oranges and a pot of beer. He was punished by his regiment and the hawker was fined. The licensee was then Harry Bishop, who at various times ran the Rising Sun, the King's Head and the Lord Nelson. He was called up into the army in 1917 and his wife took over. During the interwar years, the pub grew in success. By 1933, it had a popular roof terrace, and in the late 1930s, it was extensively refurbished with a dance floor and lounge for large-scale social occasions, and became a major venue for some of the town's annual billiard, snooker and darts tournaments. In 1938, it staged the first ladies' snooker match to be played in public in Hastings, between N. Lawrence and T. Kirkpatrick. The Carlisle closed in the Second World War until May 1945, when it was one of only 2 local pubs with a music licence. The Debonairs Dance Band played here twice a week, and by the 1950s, Carlisle Parade, then known as Teddy Boy's Walk, was the scene of clashes between Teds and soldiers from Lydd Army Camp. One popular Ted, known as the Lemon Drop Kid, used to sing Buddy Holly numbers, and the pub hosted a Teddy Girl disc jockey called Bee Bopalula. By the 1960s, the lounge had become the Ocean Bar, hosting the Commander's Show Band. From then, it attracted different youth cultures. After the Teds came the Rockers, and in the 1980s, the Greasers and Hell's Angels. By the 1980s, the Carlisle had become a haunt of bikers from all over the country. In 1989, the leader of a Birmingham motorcycle gang was shot dead outside the pub by a member of the rival London Road Rats, who was jailed for life. In 1992, Hastings Borough Council, who held the freehold, threatened to close the pub down. A campaign was launched in its support and 12,000 people signed a petition. At one point, thought waves were sent out by the High Priest and Priestess of British White Witches, Kevin and Ingrid Carlion, in an attempt to cleanse the mind of the town council and persuade it to leave the Carlisle alone. It was proposed to burn an old motorbike with an effigy of the council leader below the high tide mark on the beach. At a crowded council meeting, Gus Cummins, a local artist, said the Carlisle was unique to the town and had a colourful and diverse clientele. Finally, in 1994, the council decided the pub would stay open. Every May Day, thousands of bikers ride into town on the Hastings Run, and the Carlisle is at the hub of the day's activity. The Jack in the Green Parade also takes place on May Day, and these 2 large groups mix in their thousands. Bikers and onlookers get their noses daubed green, and everyone has a good time. There's some irony in the fact that the pub is named after the Crown agent who evicted the original inhabitants of America Ground in 1835, when today's customers are the true inheritors of the spirit of those times.
That short history of the Carlisle was read by Abigail Wincott and written by David Russell.